WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
One of opera's best-loved fantasies, Jacques Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffmann, has captivated audiences for more than a century. The 1951 film version by Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger has just come out on DVD. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
I was very young when I got hooked on opera. Before I was in my teens, I was captivated by the live radio broadcasts from the Metropolitan Opera and TV shows like The Bell Telephone Hour and The Voice of Firestone, where famous opera singers were featured. One of the first operas to capture my imagination was Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffmann, with its glittering doll song, its seductive barcarolle, its singing statue and scary villains. The opera was based on both the real life and the fantastical tales of the German romantic writer E.T.A. Hoffmann. Offenbach was primarily a composer of French operettas, but in Hoffmann he was trying something more ambitious, four stories about Hoffmann's own doomed romances. Sadly, Offenbach died just before he completed his masterpiece. Controversies still exist about exactly what his final intentions were. But these complex issues dissolve in a good production, like the bewitching version filmed in 1951, conducted by the great Sir Thomas Beecham, and written, produced, and directed by the British team of Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger, who had previously made the ultimate fantasy about ballet, The Red Shoes. As Martin Scorsese points out in his commentary on the marvelous new Criterion DVD, this was the first opera actually conceived as a film. We even hear the orchestra tuning up, as if the theater were inside our own heads, preparing us for the disorienting events to come. Powell and Pressburger's inspired idea was to transform Offenbach's opera into a ballet. Most of the characters are played by dancers lip-syncing the words in English to off-screen singing. Two of the objects of Hoffmann's desire, the dancer Stella, in the original she's an opera star, and the doll Coppelia, are both played by the radiant ballerina Moira Shearer, star of The Red Shoes. All four of Hoffmann's menacing nemeses are danced by the outstanding British character dancer Robert Helpman. The choreography is by the great Frederick Ashton, who dances several comic roles himself. British actress Pamela Brown, with the voice of mezzo-soprano Monica Sinclair, plays the gender-bending trouser role of Niklaus, Hoffmann's concerned assistant. The whole film is a fiendish hall of mirrors.
So gleam with the sun, and steal her heart. And steal her heart.
The production is a bizarre mixture of sinister surrealism and movie magic. Filmed in intense, supersaturated Technicolor, splendidly restored on the new DVD. My favorite episode is about Coppelia, the mechanical doll Hoffman thinks is human because he sees her through special glasses. The doll's dazzling coloratura aria is Offenbach's satiric comment on operatic vocalism. During Hoffman's wild waltz with Coppelia, his rose-colored glasses break, and he finally realizes the devastating truth. The angry dollmaker tears his creation to pieces, but Coppelia's body parts keep moving even after they've been severed. On the DVD, George Romero, the director of Night of the Living Dead, talks about the powerful influence this film had on him. Though the scholarly disputes over Offenbach's intentions persist even today, Powell and Pressburger not only keep us visually mesmerized, they also make unsettling sense of this opera about how easily mesmerized we all are by love and by irresistible, unforgettable music.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed the 1951 film version of Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffman on a Criterion Collection DVD.